Hi everybody, and welcome to Matrix Live, Season 11, Episode 18. Merry Christmas, or Happy Holidays, or Happy Hanukkah, or whatever you are into. Gott jul. Is that Happy Christmas?
God
jul.
Yeah.
In Swedish.
I think, yeah, if my Swedish is not too far away. But yes, it's been a while.
It has. How's it going, Amandine?
How is it going? A lot is going on. Do we want
it's
to
going really it? Well,
it's
is
going
what
really
she means.
Well. Yes.
It's a problem with the cynical French. It's always far too negative. In practice, it's been a better year than some that I can name. What were you going to say?
It's true. I was wondering whether to do a quick look back and quick retro. I don't think there is much to say, especially given we've told through most of it during the Matrix conference already. So if you want to know what happened last year, please watch the talks at the Matrix conference. But we can do a TLDR on things.
What's happening on the foundation?
Yeah, so. On the foundation side, basically, we have a basic structure in place on how we work between the staff and the governing board and the working groups. So we have the basics. There's still a lot of things to do there to make it really efficient, but at least we're starting from somewhere. We've been collaborating more and more with the rest of the ecosystem, but more the external players outside of the Matrix ecosystem, for example, with Roost people on the trust and safety. We also have some in-kind members supporting the foundation with donations like from LifeKit, Discourse, AWS, for example, which isn't fully announced yet, but who are making some credits available. Which is really helpful to run the matrix.org server. And also more collaboration within the ecosystem. We talked about public sector working group being put together as people were starting to gather and share knowledge and compare notes and this sort of thing. So that's something the foundation really is keen on keeping working on.
I got pitched the public sector working group earlier
asking
today.
Asking if you wanted to be joining.
No, not asking me if I wanted to join it, but I was in a meeting with the government with my element hat on a couple of hours ago. And they said, oh, and by the way, we're inaugural members of the Matrix Foundation Public Sector Working Group, and put up loads of flags and said, look, this is how cool we are. So I don't know what you're doing over there on the foundation side, but it was fun to see it kind of come full circle.
Yeah.
It's like when you tell a great joke at school and about 2 weeks later somebody comes back to you and tells you the same joke and you know it was a really good joke, except in this case it's a foundation working group.
Yeah, so here we go. And the most positive things is that we've got a bit more revenue than last year. It's far from enough, and it's still very much in the red zone financially, but on the plus side, it's going in the right direction. So that's where we got to in the foundation last year.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably worth reiterating why the foundation exists, which is to try to provide a stable foundation, so to speak, for Matrix, for everybody building on top of it, to try to get it to the point that it's not dependent on outfits like Element or any of the other sort of corporate members single-handedly having to go and put money in to be able to keep the spec published, the website on the Matrix conference happening, and basically spreading awareness
keeping the ecosystem vibrant and getting people to talk to one another and really grow the Matrix visibility and
totally.
Network.
And Robin has done great work over the last couple of years in going and putting this all together. And we're sad that they moved on a couple of months ago now, but also very grateful to Amandine for going and stepping in as acting exec director, managing director, managing director on the foundation side of things. I guess we should be transparent that you're very much, you should be wearing the Matrix hoodie right now.
But it's Christmas!
Yeah, but it's Christmas. in terms of focusing on that side of things, whereas I've been more focused on the Element side and the spec core team side. But what's the plan? When are you hiring your replacement exec director?
So right now, we're very much working on the plan for 2026 and figuring out the kind of team structure. There may be some changes on how the team work, and that will inform the profile we'll be looking for the next managing director. So that's the reflection ongoing, and hopefully job description to come out at the beginning of next year, fingers crossed, soon.
And how many more members do you need?
More members in the foundation. I can't, it depends on the size, but what we need, like basically last year we've been doubling the number of members, but a lot of them were like the very small outfits, which are part of the ecosystem and really helping it stay vibrant and build things on top of this, etc. But what we need now is a kind of bigger size, either silver members from a with a bigger size, which brings more higher ticket, let's say, or ideally more gold members or platinum members, which are really the ones who are going to make a difference.
I mean, what is the coming dollar gap that needs to be closed to get to break even on the foundation?
To get to break even to the foundation, it's about 500k, 600k right now.
Okay, so that's like one platinum member. So, yeah. No, if you work for a big company who thinks that Matrix is really important and is depending on it, just go to your boss and say, look, your name could be in lights, you could be a platinum member, and then Matrix Foundation will be secure forever, evermore. Or I guess just a handful of larger silver members.
Yeah, no. Like for example, if we got at least one gold and three medium-sized silver, that'd be like the kind of bare minimum which can make a real, real difference and almost take us to get break even. But yeah, just two gold members or one platinum would already take us there, basically. So it's not that far away, but that's what we're after.
Cool. Well, meanwhile, on the technical side, for people who tune into Matrix Live to hear about computers rather than foundations, loads of stuff going on this year. Again, I won't reiterate the State of the Union from the Matrix conference, but there's been a lot of work on the Spec Core team towards getting Matrix 2.0 over the line. I promised in Strasbourg that the next Matrix release would be 2.0, and then sure enough, yesterday we managed to ship 1.17 because we still haven't bashed out some of the fine details. One of the things which has delayed it is the decision to make all of the extensions of Sliding Sync, Specs, and Finalize before we ship it for real, which kind of makes sense because it needs to have parity with the old Sync APIs, but it's a hell of a lot more work that needs to be done. Also, on the Matrix RTC side of things, there have been some major breakthroughs with late-breaking sticky events in order to get more reliable signaling, but there is one other fly in the ointment, which is figuring out how best to time people out of calls. At the moment, it uses delayed events, and there's a kind of dead man switch where your client, if you're on a Matrix RTC call, like Element call, keeps pinging the server every 30 seconds or whatever to confirm that it's still there, and then times out if it isn't. 30 seconds is quite a long time to sit there pregnantly with a waiting for media black square on the screen because the person has crapped out. Whereas in reality, the conferencing server knows this because they're not going to be receiving any audio or video from you anymore. You're very clearly going to have disappeared. So we want to hook things up there such that you time out dead users as rapidly as possible and you don't get it wrong, because we've also seen a lot of problems with the opposite failure mode, that if the dead man switch thing is delayed due to crap network or a slow Matrix server, and yet the media is working fine, there is nothing worse than being on a call where the media is working fine and you suddenly find yourself teleported out because it thinks you're dead when you're not dead. So we are busy fixing that before the 2.0 gets cut as well. But it will happen real soon now, we promise. And we're making forwards progress, it's just not quite as fast as we might hope. Not least because a lot of the work is being driven on the Element side. So am I allowed to wear an Element t-shirt for a bit and talk about some of the stuff?
Yeah, some of the things which are impacting the foundation.
Okay, in which case, let me just,
I just
take off
have
the...
it under it. Okay.
Try to not flash everybody.
That can go wrong.
There we go. So I'm wearing an Element t-shirt briefly. It's honestly not been too bad a year relative to previous ones, and we've been able to spend more time going and improving the core of Matrix we've been able to keep nudging things forwards, precisely the Matrix RTC stuff and the Sliding Sync stuff, and also trying to make sure that Matrix Rust SDK is working as well as possible. And I mean, it's a weird one because the relative success here is entirely thanks to having switched gear into focusing on GovTech. and basically providing the world's best digital sovereign secure communication solutions for public sector organisations, i.e. governments, who need to be able to communicate without being held hostage by our very nice friends at Microsoft or Cisco or any of your other very large US tech vendors. And I guess the world's geopolitics have unfortunately tilted folks further and further in favour of digital sovereignty, which is, I guess, good for decentralisation solutions like Matrix. And I guess Element has been busy going and providing massive Matrix deployments to people in order to fulfil that need and therefore be able to keep contributing on the Element side into making Matrix successful. It's not really what we signed up for.
Yeah, not really. Also, it's annoying from the community perspective because we can't progress the kind of Discord equivalents, or it's harder to get all your friends and family on it because it's not really a drop-dead WhatsApp replacement and these sort of things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a hard compromise to find.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think it's probably net positive overall because on the plus side, it means that Matrix, well, it certainly means that Element is in a position to prevail and continue in a sustainable fashion. And that in turn means that Element is able to contribute to Matrix, which then makes more people able to build on Matrix and makes more people join the Matrix Foundation in order to make sure the foundation is operationally independent from Element. But as Amandine says, it's not what a lot of people signed up for in terms of being a Discord replacement or a like-for-like WhatsApp replacement. But if this is the way in which we get the ecosystem economically sustainable to be able to build out those things, then I think that the ends justify the means. And for a while, we thought we kind of almost characterized this as a failure mode. And at the risk of showing what lies behind the sausage factory, so to speak, I kind of called it almost the XMPP failure mode, where XMPP had a huge amount of promise, and it still does. However, it got very, very specialized in things like NATO defense stuff, slightly fringe regulated public sector things. Then you got people like Zoom or WhatsApp building on it for silos and immediately forking and fragmenting the protocol. Like, most people don't know that Zoom is XMPP based. Many people still don't know that WhatsApp is a highly weird version of XMPP. And meanwhile, the Open Federation there didn't massively take off. And when you look at XMPP vendors today, they're mainly selling, ironically, public sector secure communication solutions. So on one hand, we have ended up in a similar place. The difference is that XMPP has basically stayed there for the last 10 years, and there have been some interesting initiatives like Snicket from Matt J, Matt Wild, who have been there's kind of green shoots of mainstream XMPP potential there. However, on our side, in the Matrix world, I think there is a lot more potential for us to basically get out the other side of the GovTech foes, make sure the GovTech is wildly successful. But I don't know, I've still got the stubbornness and enthusiasm to eventually complete the original mission and go and get the mainstream uptake working.
Yeah, because basically mainstream uptake is what we've been wanting to do with Matrix. So we know that getting stuck into GovTech is one risk, but and we're keeping a close eye on it like we need it. But we know that the further goal is beyond that. So yeah. Hopefully we'll get there soon.
No, I think we will. I mean, the difference is, I guess, that Jabber, who were the Element equivalent in some ways for XMPP, got bought by Cisco and got turned into Cisco Jabber and all of the very enterprise-y GovTech things there. And I think the team kind of drifted away and things slowed down. Whereas, who knows what the future lies for us, but at least the stated plan is to get sustainable via GovTech and then get back on mission, as well as supporting the GovTech, obviously, to make everything better.
But even from a foundation perspective, there is so much we could do, so much more we could do to help Matrix grow. I'm thinking the kind of WhatsApp bridge for the Digital Markets Act, which is stuck by lack of funding, but that would really, really help the Matrix network to grow. We just need to find someone to actually pay for it. And these sort of things that if the foundation had more resources, we could go beyond like just MVP, keep Matrix alive and try to do a bit of marketing and communication and keep delivering the spec. Like, if we want it to be successful, we need more means. We need to push it forwards and add much more to it. So that's what we should, that's where we should be going.
What else remains?
On the tech side, what is left on your side?
Well, I mean, the big, massive herd of elephants stamping around the peripheral vision of everything we do is trust and safety. This year, I guess, has been a very, very mixed bag on that account. Good news is that we have been able to invest a bunch in trust and safety on the foundation side, albeit effectively funded a lot by Element, but still have made some major improvements with policy servers and the like. But you remember the epiphany we had about 2 years in when we first started to see the Federation taking off, and it was a genuine panic moment of, oh my God, we have to get decentralized reputation to work. Like, it looks as if the communication bit might work, but without the measures to stop the humans being horrible to one another, the entire project will fail. We will hit a glass ceiling and it will never grow beyond that point. And we're basically at that point now.
Yeah, we need to get going. Yeah.
Or possibly even a year or two ago. And it really is frustrating because at the same time, the wider world has been getting itself stuck in all sorts of horrible contortions, which basically mirror the same problems in terms of humans being horrible to each other on the internet and, brainwashing each other and using disinformation and propaganda, creating filter bubbles and going and beating each other up. And it's like a particularly bizarre, dramatic irony that the success of Matrix in the long term depends on fixing the same problems that ail the rest of society, at least in their online context. And I think we're seeing some progress. Like, the Roost people we're working with definitely seem to be on the right page. It's slightly surreal to be coordinating with people like Discord and OpenAI and other really big, well-funded trust and safety teams to figure out the right way to do this. And reassuringly, from that side, people aren't talking about online safety bills or blanket surveillance or client-side scanning as solutions. Instead, they're trying to solve things in a more sort of responsible manner.
Yeah, I was about to say reasonable, but responsible is the right word.
So, I mean, that is really weighing on me, at least. And God, I wish that we could wave a magic wand and be funded to really focus on that. Because we're out of the phase where undecryptable messages are what will make Matrix fail. We're out of the phase where there aren't any good clients or any good servers is the reason that Matrix will fail. We're very much at the phase where the thing stopping it from taking over is if it fills up with abuse. So we've got to figure out that one. And God, we could talk about this for ages. But
let's not block people.
You just want to go on holiday, don't you?
And not even that. I'm conscious of people listening us.
You think they want to hear about you talking about the foundation rather than me talking about AI slots?
So much more to say.
Beyond
drama around trust and safety and things that need to be fixed, what other things needs to be fixed in the world today?
Specifically in Matrix, I'm really starting to feel that we're missing the widespread extensible profiles. There's been a lot of work on it over the last couple of years, but it still hasn't really gone wild. Also, user directories. We still don't have a good global user directory or even a local user directory. Contact discovery is very topical. Coincidentally, Blue Sky launched theirs yesterday or day before, which is quite an interesting approach that is slightly better privacy, but not amazing. And so something that comes up a lot for mainstream Matrix is how do you replicate that Signal, WhatsApp, discover where your contacts are, usage. And it would be lovely to get to the point where we can have a go at that.
Yeah, don't you think I think when we started, we said people, we should be focusing on the communication side of things, potentially trust and safety and reputation, but contacts, discovery, decentralized identity, these sort of things, like there are people working on this full time, surely they will come up with a solution. But you're saying that basically nothing has come up which is worthwhile, so maybe we need to have
a look. Well, on the contact discovery, there is some prior art that has come up. There's a really fun project called Arky, or Arc with me, which I want to play with, although it relies on identity-based encryption. And there's also some stuff that the ubiquitous Martin Kleppmann has come up with called Pudding, which again is about privacy preserving content, contact discovery, albeit for overlay networks. I think it was done for NIM. Anyway, lots of stuff that could be done there. But again, that's a good problem to have if the biggest thing's missing is like user discovery.
But that would really help in terms of takeoff of the protocol.
And then on the Element side, Element X Web is going to be a big new deal. Lots of fun stuff happening at Aurora. We went and put a CI deployed version of, or CD deployed version of Aurora up on Netlify. If you go and take a look at it, you'll see that it has sprouted OpenID Connect support, and it has even sprouted a new room list with sections as we go and converge the fancy new room list in Element Web with the functionality that the old one had. So if you are part of the people who want to burn our building down because we remove sections from the room list, you can go and stare adoringly at Aurora. And then also we have to kill off Element Classic on mobile. I think we're at about 25% uptake on Element X, which is a bit depressing given...
We're almost at 30.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, still, there are a lot of people who don't know that Element X exists and think that we haven't shipped any new software in the last 3 years.
Well, they've tried it like 2 years ago and, oh, it was shit, and haven't tried again.
Language.
So, sorry.
But yeah, and then on the foundation side, I guess you already...
I touched on some of it, but something else we need, like beyond more members and more funding, is more volunteers in the working groups. We're really trying to open up and make this side of things work. We have a couple of working groups who are working really, really well, like the website and the event one. If you haven't been to the Matrix conference, it's been almost entirely run by volunteers, and it was really, really good. So thank you for everyone who is working there. One we are looking to set up is a fundraising working group, because turns out that if you look hard enough, there is some easy way to find some funding. It can be one-off, but in the position we're in, it's already a good start, like in terms of making sure we get a bit more cash to last a bit longer. One-off can be enough. That's how the Floss.fund donation came from, and having some people who are able to go around and find these small pockets of money which can help without being necessarily big application for millions of funding to do peer-to-peer matrix or whatever. I'm sure we can find some easy funding like this. So fundraising working group, we're trying to put it together. It should be advertised at some point. I can't remember where we were wanting to advertise it, but if you're interested in trying to find way, helping us find a way to keep Matrix funded, please be in touch. What else? Otherwise, I think I've touched on most of the things. I talked about the public sector working group, and one thing we want to do this year is, once we've set it up nicely and have it to working, have a bit of a blueprint, and then do the same for the vendors, Matrix vendors, and the same for healthcare on Matrix, and education on Matrix, etc., and try to replicate this to keep people working together. So that's the plan for the year.
Cool. I forgot to talk about peer-to-peer, but suffice it to say that there is still some interesting peer-to-peer stuff happening. Most of it happened in November, but we're hoping to get more cash to work on it in February going forward. So watch this space for updates on peer-to-peer Matrix. Events.
Yeah, otherwise, there are a couple of events coming up this year. Hopefully there will be more, but at least two. One of them is the PreFOSDEM hackathon. We've turned the events we were having into a hackathon. The idea is that rather than having everyone compete against one another, we just unite into one big team. And
is that what they're going for?
Yes, have a big a group of people hacking on Matrix to try to improve it, so that we can all together fight the non-decentralized competitors. So that's the idea.
But somebody still wins, because there's a whole bunch of prizes, right?
Yeah, but it's not in terms of competition. I think the idea is just to highlight awards, give some awards to people who did some of the nicer thing. I can't remember. I haven't looked at what the prices are, but that's the idea. A new blog post is coming up to get a bit more into the details of how it will be looking like. But yeah, this is coming up. Please check the blog and register and come hack on Matrix the Friday before FOSDEM. And the other one is the Matrix conference, which will be back. We don't know when yet specifically, and we have a potential city. We don't have the venue, so it depends on the prices if we can find sponsors, but hopefully the Matrix conference will be happening in Malmö, south of Sweden, just across the bridge from Copenhagen, in maybe October 2026, something like this. So watch this space, we'll share it. But if you are in Sweden, around Sweden, and you know people who can help us in terms of sponsoring a venue, find cheap prices to get it, put it together, or you have venue recommendations, we have a few, but any other welcome, please get in touch.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah, I think that's it. I'm checking my notes.
We don't have notes. What are you talking about?
I have notes because I don't have a brain.
You have a brain. Anyway.
My RAM is too short.
Thank you, everybody, for bearing with Matrix over the last year. It's been rocky at points, but as you can see from our relatively high spirits, we're still giving it our best shot. And I think that, honestly, we're in a better place than we have been in quite a long while. I did see, actually, the most positive thing I've ever read on ActivityPub yesterday, which I can't remember verbatim, but it was somebody saying that at least Element X had made them love Matrix again, which was precisely what, at least on the Element side, we were trying to do by shipping a really good app, and so I'm glad that somebody noticed. Yeah, basically have a great end of year. Oh, one final thing with my Element t-shirt on, public safety notice. If you're running ESS community, please update today. There is a critical update. I know it's awful that we're having to do a critical update on the Friday before Christmas, but please update. And I should have mentioned that earlier. But otherwise, I hope you have a wonderful end of the year.
Yeah, thank you for Flying Matrix. Thank you for building on it. Thank you for using it. Thank you for being with us in this big adventure. Looking forward to 2026. Have a good Christmas, everyone, and happy holidays. And see you on the other side.
Bye.
Bye.